Salman Khan's brother-in-law in a brand new movie, and we've got him on right now.
Yes.
Ayush Sharma, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
So let's be honest. Let's be like best friends right now. Are you nervous? Are you nervous right now? This is, I've been informed by Pretty Malik that everybody's looking at you right now.
Yeah.
This is the big moment. Do you have those nerves, Ayush?
Yes, I do. I'm very nervous right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen.
So if you didn't know, Ayush is making his big debut in the film Love Rathri coming this October. And the day that it was announced that this is going to be your project, that you're doing this movie, the whole world was like, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's still a long time to go till October, but what are you feeling? What's going on?
Honestly, I'm very excited. We have almost finished filming the film. The film, we just have one song left. So I'm very excited. I can't wait for the film to be out. They put in a lot of hard work into this film. So I just feel that, it's a fun film. So I just wanted to see people's reaction. I'm very excited for that. Everybody who's seen the film, they're saying they're liking it. So I just hope the audience also likes it.
You know, what goes into a movie is crazy, especially a Bollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us in studio had the honor of making small little cameos in Tiger Zindagi earlier this year, right? And we were on set. Literally, our parts were about 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
Well, mine was a bit longer than yours.
Whatever, mate, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But our parts were so minimal. But we were on set for nearly 2 days. I could see how long it takes to shoot like a 5-minute scene in a movie.
Yeah.
Literally takes weeks. Mm. For you, obviously you've been on set before and all that, but now as one of the main guys, were you like, oh, hold on a second, this is a different level. Now I understand why sometimes I guess you can be sort of demanding or you want the things to work out the way you want them to be.
I think when I was assisting on films, I used to feel that very difficult to be an assistant. But now that I'm acting in one, it was a different ballgame altogether. And you feel that, let me give my 1,000%. Because, whatever you do, that's going to be your last take. People are just going to judge you on basis of that one shot that you have given. So, you get a little obsessive,
So when you go to your big brother-in-law who's done a few films and he's somewhat known in the industry, just a little bit.
Salman Khan.
Salman Khan, I've heard that he trained you, but did he give you any tips as well? Like, did you pick his brain? Do you sit there with him and go, all right, big bro, tell me, what do I need?
He's always been very supportive. So the past 4 years, he's been there in my training process every day. From what I'm training on, how am I doing, am I good enough, am I not. Having said that, once we started the journey of Love Rathri, he told me, he's like, listen, I've trained you enough, you know what you have to do, everything is inside you, just go there, enjoy yourself, have fun, and don't think about it, don't pressurize yourself for no reason.
Wow, man, that's amazing. What also is amazing is your 12-pack. I'm on Instagram right now, bro. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You literally have an 8-pack, man.
I'm working hard on my 8-pack.
I can see, honestly, that's ridiculous, man. That is a lot of work and hours in the gym to get that. That is. I'm someone that likes to go to the gym. I can't get a 2-pack. I'm trying to get a 2-pack, and I'm not talking about the wrapper. But this is unbelievable, man. Well done. Congratulations on everything. I know that you obviously are going through a lot of emotions. You're an amazing. You're already amazing in what you do, and now to actually take it to the big screen and do this, I think it's fantastic. Pretty, you're a huge Bollywood fan as well.
Massive Bollywood fan, and I think anyone who's kind of like an outsider, which I think you were at some point, right, of the industry. To be able to get into Bollywood is a big deal. Okay, so anyone who's listening right now, like me, who would maybe one day aspire to be in a Bollywood film, what are the, three things that you need to make it in Bollywood, you say?
An 8-pack.
An 8-pack would be good. Dancing skills would be good too, right?
Yeah, what else? What else do we need?
Honestly, other than the 8-pack, I think you need a lot of hard work. You need to be very persistent and dedicated. And you need a little bit of luck on your side. I think that's one thing that's very important. You just have to be lucky. I consider myself lucky that I have this opportunity to be in a film like Love Rathri. So I think that's the only advice I would give to anybody.
All right.
If you ever need three people in Dubai for filming, there's Chris. He's good. Big Rossi's good. I'm here. We're ready to go.
Ayush, what I would like you to do, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and just type in Dubai to Mumbai, Chris Fade. K-R-I-S-F-A-D-E. Dubai to Mumbai, Chris Fade. Just, you'll see a remarkable a movie that I shot in Mumbai. It's.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt him there. It's horrible.
It is.
And all he does in it is just run everywhere.
Yeah, but I think you'll be impressed, okay?
Don't waste your time, please. Honestly.
I'm going to see this for sure. But I'm definitely, next time if I do get an opportunity to film in Dubai, I want you to be there. Please, come on.
Oh, would love to.
Yes, working!
You need to pass through next time you're here.
Yeah,
definitely.
Come through. We've got a new studio, so come through to our Dubai studios. We'd love you to be here and be a guest, okay, man?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'd love to.
Amazing, man. You're a cool dude. You're amazing. I'm sure this is only the beginning of a huge career. Ayush Sharma, thank you so much for joining us here on Virgin Radio, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.